Governor Chris Christie did not mention the many investigations of his administration during his inaugural address this afternoon, instead calling for bipartisan support for what he terms a mandate to stay the course. In addition to September's lane closures at the George Washington Bridge, more recent questions focus on the Christie administration's use of post-Superstorm Sandy recovery aid. And with that, let's bring in WHYY Shore reporter Tracy Samuelson. Tracy, thanks for joining us on this snowy evening.
No problem.
Tracy, review for listeners the back and forth over aid allocations post-Superstorm Sandy.
Well, this weekend we heard from the mayor of Hoboken, Don Zimmer, that she had had conversations with members of the Christie administration as far back as May. And basically the message that she says she heard from the Christie administration was that Hurricane Sandy aid for Hoboken was going to be dependent on her support of development projects in Hoboken.
Basically a quid pro quo. You support this one particular development project, otherwise you won't get what you need to recover from Hurricane Sandy.
But of course, the lieutenant governor refuted those allegations in no uncertain terms.
Right. The response from the Christie administration has been fast and furious denials that in no way did these conversations take place the way Don Zimmer says they did,
that Hoboken has received the help that it needs as much as any other place has. Of course, funds are limited, and so Hoboken hasn't gotten everything that it's asked for, but it certainly hasn't been punished. So says the Christie administration.
How would you contrast his delivery and tone this time around versus the State of the State address?
You know, in the State of the State address, we saw him jump right in and address the George Washington Bridge lane closures. We did not see him make any mention of Zimmer's claims in this address. Instead, he stressed his landslide victory in November. He stressed the trust that he's developed with constituents. He said that New Jersey has done a good job of putting partisan politics aside and that he hopes the state will continue to do so. His remarks were very solemn, though. We didn't see any of the jokes that Christie can make sometimes or the fiery Christie that he can sometimes go on the attack. We didn't see that largely in this address.
Although I understand he did sneak in a couple of jabs.
He did sneak in a couple of jabs, twice referring to New Jersey's neighbors, and likely that was directed at New York City's new mayor, Mayor Bill de Blasio.
For those who prefer economic growth and opportunity to government redistribution and higher taxes, I have this to say to you today. Come to New Jersey. You will be welcome here.
Tracy, sounds like a man trying to weather a storm of much longer duration than what we're putting up with in the next 24 hours or so.
Very true. He's very aware that he is on the national stage here, and he's given a speech that really, you know, could have been given a few weeks ago. He really did not address any of the current problems of his administration is facing.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
WHYY Shore reporter Tracy Samuelson on Newsworks Tonight.